This is Louis Navelier. It is Friday, July 29th. Well, the stock market's a little overbought at this moment, but obviously what's going on is Apple had better than expected earnings. Amazon actually had an earnings loss, but their sales were much better than expected. And Amazon said that consumers are still spending. And so that was very, very well received because everybody's worried about consumer spending. Because earlier in the week, Walmart warned that consumers were being a little bit more thrifty. But the other thing that happened is, these are not my energy stocks, but Chevron and Exxon did announce and beat expectations, and those stocks are up sharply. We have crude oil up sharply today, so energy stocks are our strongest performers. And this is just evidence that when earnings come out, they do work. And energy stocks will have the best earnings for the next two quarters. But probably the biggest news of all today is the 10-year Treasury yield is 2.68%. And that's a big decline in Treasury yields. And what's most amazing about that is the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, which is the Fed's favorite indicator, was up sharply today. Basically, it shot up 1% in June. It's running 6.8% last 12 months. The core PCE, which is really what the Fed should be following, was up 0.6% in June. That's pretty high. And it's up 4.8% in the past 12 months. Now, in the details of that report that came out with the PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, consumer spending rose 1.1% in June, outpaced inflation. And the Employment Cost Index rose 1.3%. So that shows that wages were outpacing inflation. So basically, even though the PCE headlines are bad, the details are good, okay? It means consumers are outpacing inflation on their spending. Wages are starting to go up. And so good things are going on. In the meantime, you know, we obviously have this huge commodity bet. And it's paying off for us. So enjoy the ride. But the market is overbought. You know, some of us are up almost 20% last 2 weeks, depending on how aggressive your portfolio is. The dividend portfolios aren't up that much, but some of the really super aggressive growth portfolios are up a ridiculous amount. And the bottom line is we're getting a little overbought here, and the market's going to have to back and fill a bit. But earnings are working, folks. I can't say that strongly enough. And I do have one comment about Apple. I don't have Apple managed accounts unless clients had low basis Apple that I held because they don't want to pay taxes. And then my wife does own Apple. The reason Apple's doing so well is their iPhone sales are better than expectations. And iPhone really dominates Apple. However, their Macs are not, okay? And I use Macs. I'm pretty familiar with them. And used to kind of hot rod them when I was in college. The main thing I want you to know about what's going on in the Mac world is they have a thing called an M1 chip, which is a great chip. Replace Intel. It runs cooler. The new Mac Pros have not OLED screens. They have mini LED screens. So you get double the battery life. Anyway, everybody loves the Max One chip, I have my wife has a what's called Mac Studio, runs great. I have a MacBook Pro with that chip. But what's happening to Apple is they're starting to delay some of their computers because they took that M1 chip and they put two of them together to create something called an M1 Ultra, and it's a very fast chip. Starts to run a little hot. But they didn't expand the bus, and so the chip is constrained, and it's kind of like driving around with your parking brake on. So they've just delayed the MacBook Pro, and that's the big tower thing that all the video editors use, and they got to go back to the drawing board and redesign some of their chips. They do have an M2 chip that's out in the new MacBook Air. And it's not getting the best reviews. It's a good chip, but it's the MacBook Air doesn't have a fan. It's a real skinny computer. And, you know, when computers get hot, they have to kind of cool off a bit. So, you know, the Mac business isn't as healthy as it should be. But the phone business overpowers Apple. And Apple will get the Mac business right. But I'm personally disappointed they have to delay some of their computers until they fix this issue with how much data they can transmit. But unless you do video editing, you don't need these super fast chips. So anyway, so if you get a Mac, get an M1 chip, and don't get the M1 Ultra, and that's the one to get, either in a MacBook Pro laptop or a Mac Studio. Okay, so so we're going to start to bump and fill a little next week, and the Fed did, of course, come out with a dovish statement, and the other comment is Yellen said we're not in a recession because of inventories distorted GDP by over 2%, and I have to agree with Yellen. So we got Powell, Chairman Powell of the Fed, Janet Yellen, and of course Joe Biden saying we're not really in a recession, even though technically we're in a recession because GDP contracted 9/10 in the second quarter. That was a preliminary estimate. It'll be revised. The other interesting thing is the trade deficit continues to plunge because we're exporting crude oil and refined product. We're importing less. Some of the supply shipping bottlenecks from China and all. So, yeah, Joe Biden's a very unlucky guy because technically we're not in a recession, even though officially we're in a recession. So, but Wall Street is really celebrating that the Fed's dovish statement. They're celebrating the good earnings. And, of course, the Fed's going to have its last rate increase on September 21st. So right now, I'd say it's going to be 50 basis points because of the decline in Treasury bond yields, but we'll see. So that's it, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. It does get bumpy as we go into August, but we're so oversold, I'm not that worried about it. Our stocks are going to have to back and fill a bit because it's just been so strong in the last couple of weeks. And we still have plenty of good earnings in the pipeline. So hang in there. Enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody.